Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Colonel Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps retired, has done us all the favor of imagining a war with China over Taiwan. When China attacks, the victims are already in the United States. We started with Baltimore. There are a number of cities across America, the Rust Belt, destroyed, wrecked by the Chinese plan. However, we're now coming to a battle plan. It'll never happen, you say, especially if you've got a lot of money in the market. Well, there are reasons that you think to yourself. One is we have economic interests, and that will restrain us. Grant, does that hold up?
No, it doesn't, and I don't think it ever has. But that's been the belief, is that, well, we were so intertwined economically, nobody would dare to go to war. Well, they were saying this in the 1930s as well. But also, once again, listen to what the Xi Jinping and the Chinese communists are saying, is that they will absorb a lot of punishment in order to sort of rejuvenate the nation. And Xi has made some very favorable references to what China did in the Korean War, getting in, yes, suffering, but it was worth it. And he's told his citizens to get ready for hardships, get ready to eat grass, is the expression they used. It's been sanctions proofing the economy so that China can absorb the economic penalties that would be applied if it goes after Taiwan. But also the entire strategy years ago was to make China completely self-sufficient economically. And the so-called Made in China 2025 policy that he was promoting a while back until people wised up to it and he changed the name, that is intended to get China so that it can withstand any pressure that may be applied if it does make a move militarily. So this is one of the beliefs, and you hear it a lot from the Wall Street and the business class, that, oh, war is just unthinkable. Well, you look at every war, and they've all been unthinkable in a certain respect. And so I don't think there's much empirical evidence to suggest that this is what you want to bet the farm on.
Another idea of what will restrain war is that the Chinese Communist Party elite will stop it because they'll lose money. Does that hold up, Grant?
Well, the Chinese Communist Party elite, as the case with all Chinese or all communist elites, is they're willing to have their public absorb all sorts of punishment, all sorts of death and destruction. But when it hits them personally, then they tend to see things a little differently. But we haven't done much, if anything, ever, when it comes to a China policy that has been personal for the Chinese leadership. And that is a huge vulnerability they have, but we never exploit it. So they're willing, as I said, to a million or two people, maybe even more people get killed for what they want. They're willing to accept that, but when it affects them personally, when it affects their overseas bank accounts, their real estate, their businesses, when they stand to lose everything, then it's very different. But we have never played that card. No administration has, but it's there to be played. But I don't think that these kind of regimes really give two hoots about their own people.
Yes, you are very colorful about the rich men all having bullet holes in the United States. That's all around New York. I've seen remarks and been in neighborhoods where Chinese rich men have fled the party and are hiding on the third floor of their mansions. It's a colorful story. It's the beginning of a novel, but here it is. All right, another reason. The public opinion in China will stop this. They won't fight They won't die for the Chinese Communist Party's ambition for one island. What about that, Grant?
Well, public opinion only goes so far in these kind of regimes. You know, I think if you were to go to China and draw a mustache on a poster of Xi Jinping, you'd find pretty quickly that public opinion isn't tolerated. So, as I say, I wouldn't count on that to shape the behavior of an aggressive totalitarian regime's leadership at all. So that too, I just don't see it. Yes, there's a lot of only children or one child families that wouldn't like to see their offspring being killed in a war. They wouldn't like it. But there's at least 30 to 40 million Chinese single men who have no hope of ever finding a spouse. Well, whittling down those numbers might seem like a pretty good idea to the Chinese leadership. And also, if you make sure that the families who've lost their child get a very, very good pension out of all this, there's ways to minimize the blowback from that. So once again, things that would bother, that would affect a Western administration or Western society, it doesn't always apply in the case of a Chinese communist system. We tend to sort of think that they think like we do when they very much do not.
China never attacks anyone. Vietnam, 1979, India, 1962 and 2020, Nepal conquered, Burma conquered, Tibet conquered, Cambodia conquered, Khmer Rouge was tolerated. It still is, as far as I understand. So where is this idea that China never attacks anyone? What school was that, Graham?
Well, pick your Ivy League school. I don't know. It's just people believe what they want to believe about the PRC. And despite the empirical evidence of what you can see, and part of it tracks back to this psychological warfare that's been very successful by the Chinese, and in getting Americans and elites to think the way they want them to think. And
we have 30 seconds, Grant.
And one good example that typifies everything that a lot that the Americans have done over the years was a statement by Professor Joseph Nye, who was with the Defense Department at the time. It was in the 1990s, and he said, If we wanted to make China an enemy, treat them like one. We didn't want to do that, so we were going to treat them nicely, which means you accommodate and appease them at every step. And that is what we've done. And I've tried to sort of point out some of these things that have gotten us where we are in my book.
When China attacks, warning to America, Colonel Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps, retired, CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Besh.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No